India recorded 12,213 new COVID-19 infections and 11 deaths in the past 24 hours, according to figures from the country's health ministry on Thursday. This is the first time since February that the country has seen more than 10,000 fresh daily cases. I'm joined by our Mumbai correspondent, Rebecca Bundon. Rebecca, how worrying is the current rise in COVID infections in India? It's certainly a concern here, Rachel, because numbers are now surging. That official figure released today of over 12,000 daily COVID-19 infections is up almost 40% on the previous day. And in fact, the state I'm located in, Maharashtra, of which Mumbai is the capital, actually accounted for about 4,000, or almost a third of the total number of new coronavirus infections reported in the country. And over 2,000 of these are in the city of Mumbai. And these are only the cases that get officially reported. The actual numbers will be far higher. I'm hearing of people I know, their family, friends, getting infected now, so it does seem to be spreading very rapidly. This comes soon after India lifted most of its COVID-19 curbs, after going through the Omicron wave earlier this year, which led to some restrictions being tightened. And of course, last year was just horrendous, when India was hit by a deadly second wave of infections, which peaked in May, with some 400,000 cases a day, leading to hospitals being overwhelmed, people being unable to get access to healthcare, medicine, and oxygen. What steps are authorities taking to try to control the spread of the virus in India? The central government has told state governments to ramp up their efforts to try to limit the spread of the virus. This includes recommending measures such as increased testing, also stepping up the vaccination drive among teenagers, and getting booster doses to the adult population. A lot of people here still haven't had their booster jab because everyone did start to let their guard down as cases eased over the past few months. Several states have started offering free booster doses to those aged 18 to 59. These doses aren't actually being offered for free across India by the central government, though. This has been controversial because it means that everyone doesn't have easy access to the booster shots. In Mumbai, people are being urged to wear masks in crowded public places, but that isn't mandatory currently. The good news is that although cases are rising, the rate of hospitalisation remains low. What's the outlook like? Is India's COVID situation likely to worsen? Doctors are expecting the number of infections to continue to rise over the coming days and weeks, because there's a situation now where things have generally opened up, people can travel and socialise freely, so the spread is almost inevitable. The hope is that as long as patients aren't requiring hospitalisation in general, the situation will be quite manageable. And authorities are watching developments very closely. Individuals and businesses won't want to see too many fresh restrictions coming in unless it's really needed, because the country's still recovering from the economic impact of over 2 years of the pandemic, and India had one of the strictest lockdowns in the world, which pushed the country into a historic recession. But most importantly, India won't want to see a repeat of what happened last year during the second wave, which claimed more than 230,000 lives according to official data, although the actual numbers are widely believed to be far higher.